Report, J.D. Vance home vandalization suspect has criminal record. Demanded law enforcement call him Julia. By Catherine Hamilton on January 6, 2026. The 26-year-old man who is the suspect in the vandalism of Vice President J.D. Vance's Cincinnati home on Monday demanded law enforcement call him Julia and has a prior criminal record and mental health issues. Fox News reported, citing federal sources. The suspect, William DeFour, was booked in jail on Monday and is facing charges for vandalism, obstruction of official business, criminal damaging or endangering, and criminal trespass after allegedly wielding a hammer and smashing several windows at Vance's home. The vice president and his family were not at the residence at the time of the incident. FBI sources told the outlet DeFour demanded to be called Julia when he was arrested. It is currently unconfirmed whether DeFour identifies as transgender or non-binary. Although he has been posting to social media recently under the name Julia DeFour, the New York Post reported. Court records revealed several criminal cases involving DeFour in recent years, with each proceeding intersecting with findings related to his mental competency, Fox News reported. In April 2023, DeFour was charged with trespassing at the University of Cincinnati Health Psychiatric Emergency Services after police said he refused to leave the campus, according to the report. The case was later dismissed after DeFour was found incompetent to stand trial. In 2024, DeFour was charged with two counts of vandalism for breaking windows at a business in Hyde Park. The case was referred to a mental health docket, and the court ordered treatment instead of criminal conviction, the report continued. A Hamilton County court signed off on an application in October 2024 granting his mother legal guardianship, finding DeFour incompetent because of mental illness. According to the Post, DeFour's father, who is also named William, is a Harvard University graduate and pediatric urologist in Cincinnati who has a history of donating to Democrats. The elder DeFour donated thousands to Kamala Harris' failed presidential campaign in 2024 after years of small contributions to a PAC that lobbied for urologists, according to federal records, according to the report. He is also a longtime Democratic Party supporter, according to his public contributions. He donated upwards of $5,000 to former President Joe Biden and former Vice President Harris' respective campaigns in 2020 and 2024. DeFour's father also previously supported a federal assault weapons ban following the shooting at Robb's Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The report continues, citing social media posts. The younger DeFour appeared to have a fall from grace after his 2018 graduation from the Summit Country Day School, where he was a candidate for the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program, according to the report. DeFour reportedly attended the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music for 2 years before dropping out in 2020. He said on his social media more recently that he was attending Cincinnati State Technical and Community College, for the report. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.